Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. This evening, spending the hour in Polynesia, Tahiti, and Hawaii. We're going to hear some traditional Polynesian drumming by the group the Toria Uranui in this first set of music, and then ahead, about 1,000 miles southeast of Tahiti for the group the Tahitian Choir perform a unique choir singing in quarter tonal voices. I think over 100 vocalists are included in this recording made in the early 1990s. We'll hear two or three tracks from the Tahitian Choir as well. But we're going to start off with the Tubuai Choir. Tubuai sits about 500 miles southeast of Tahiti on the Tropic of Capricorn from an album entitled Polynesian Odyssey. This is the Tubuai Choir.
Hey, 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 hey
from the early 1990s, the incredible quarter tone singing of the Tahitian choir down on the island of Rapa. Here on Earthbeat on KRVS, a complete playlist of all of the tracks can be found on our website at krvs.org. Between the late 1920s and throughout the 1930s, some incredible Hawaiian recordings were made. We're going to sandwich this section with Kalama's Quartet.
Oh, God. Divinanina, a obej ale ale. Kaulana kaua ina, nei kamoki hanana, kua hini divinanina, a obej ale ale.
A couple by Kalama's Quartet, Ma Na Moki Iha, the Four Islands, and before that, Tutui Tutuhoi. This is Sol K. Bright's Halawaians.
Really? little hop of holly, come on, girl. She's a candy cane, giggle, oh,
hula,
girl. She'll make a giggle,
oh, hula,
girl. Wait a naughty little wiggle,
oh, someday.
I wanna try to make a hop of holly, girl, of your mind. Girl, of your mind, cause all the time I'm a dreaming about a hop of holly, hula, girl.
Yeah.
1930s. That was Kalama's quartet with Le'e'e. Before that, Sol Hoopy's quartet. Sol Hoopy, probably the king of the Hawaiian steel guitar there from the 1930s, Hula Girl. Before that, Sol K. Bright's Hawaiians. They were actually Hawaiians who performed in clubs in Hollywood, and that was their recording from the 30s called La Rosita. And then we started with two more from Kalama's quartet, The Four Islands. Before that, Na Moku Iha, and we began with Tutu E Tutu Hoi, some early Hawaiian classics, steel guitar classics here on Earthbeat on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Don't forget, a playlist for all of the tracks can be found on our website at krvs.org. Next up, some examples of contemporary Hawaiian slack key guitar playing. Slack key means that some of the strings are slacked from the standard tuning, with the thumb playing the bass while the other fingers play the melody, and improvisation with a finger-picked style. We're going to hear some of the masters of this tradition, including Leonard Kwan, and we'll hear an instrumental from Barney Isaacs with George Kuo. But first up, from the legendary Pahanui family, this is Cyril Pahanui with something called Panini Puakia, Hawaiian slack key guitar instrumentals here on Earthbeat.
Thank you.
great slack key guitar instrumentals. Ledward Cappana, better known as Led Cappana, with the Weeha Swing. Before that, Barney Isaacs and George Koo doing the Maui Medley. Leonard Kwan with Ke'ala's Mele. And Cyril Pahinui began with the Panini Punkia. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to go out with another track by Led Cappana with Sonny Landreth doing the Cajun classic, Les Flammes de Fer. Have a great week. Join us next week at the same time for more sounds from around the world here on Earthbeat.